Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Danny Milliken. We've got a great special opportunity here to talk to a true expert, a guy doing it, a guy living it. Michael Phillips is with us, the author of a few books, but most recently and most appropriately right now, Mycorrhizal Planet. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Danny. Glad to be here.
No, I'm glad you're here, actually. And I'm glad that you'll be here November 14th. OBA's bringing you in, if I understand that correctly.
That's right. I'm gonna do a talk on what I call biological alchemy, because it's just amazing what fungi and plants do together to build soil health. And when we understand that a little bit, we just become better growers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so in that sort of alchemy, that symbiosis, these communities get together, and they're very different, very diverse genetically, everything. And they really work together. So the two key players are plants and our fungi.
Right. And specifically what are known as mycorrhizal fungi. And that word just means the union of the fungus realm with plants. And the fungi basically expand the root system of plants tens, 100 times over, and they form networks with other plants. And then all that networking, that plants, that ecosystems become more resilient because nutrients can be shared, water can be shared, messages can be sent that aphids are on the scene, prepare. It's really the way nature builds healthy ecosystems. And the more we understand that and bring it into how we garden, how we work with the trees in our landscape, the more we can have healthy plants.
And no doubt, we actually in Houston, because we've got this show, because we've got OBA, people are talking about, you know, using or joining biology, really, is the way we should phrase that, joining the life in the soil. And we're pretty proud of that here. But I understand you're in Australia right now, kind of doing some of the same good work that you're going to be doing here, doing down there.
Yes, I'm going to be talking these next 3 days to biological farmers. And, you know, in a way, it's quite a gutsy thing to do because I come from New Hampshire.
Nice.
Totally different ecosystem. But these truths, these biological truths,
right,
the way nature works is one and the same. It's just we have to adjust the nuance depending on where we live and then get it in place to start seeing the benefits of how this all comes together.
Yeah, it's pretty wild this day and age. We both are in a very nuanced situation. Like, life is very nuanced, but also people don't seem to participate in the nuance as much. They like non-nuance or oversimplification. And you're really kind of able to do that in such a fun way in your book, such an interesting way. I mean, you wouldn't think a book, or, you know, a lot of people out there wouldn't think a book about soil fungi and the way that, you know, it helps plants grow, especially our food, is riveting. But Mycorrhizal Planet really is. Some of the stuff that I love about it, you know, you mentioned nutrient collection and the communication that happens from plants to the fungi or through that soil network, but also some stuff happens in the plant because of this relationship, right? I mean, I remember reading quite a bit about metabolism and how that has improved and made more consistent. You know, could you say a little bit about just some of the stuff that happens in plants because of these relationships?
So mycorrhizal fungi in forming this union actually penetrate into the root cells. And normally a plant would try to reject that. That's what it does to resist disease.
Sure.
But in this case, the cooperation, the collaboration leads to the fact that there's a stimulation of the immune function in the plant. Now, people don't usually talk about plants having an immune function.
Right.
We think about our own immunity, red blood cells. But all of that phytochemistry that plants do produces compounds, and sometimes it helps makes the leaves more bitter to resist the pest. Sometimes it makes it less likely that bacteria can get into the protoplasm and take over. And mycorrhizal fungi kind of keep that plant pumped up, ready for whatever comes. There's all sorts of connections like that. It's also the ability of the fungal network to bring a balanced array of mineral nutrition, which the plant in turn uses under that banner, that rubric of healthy plant metabolism, to produce the proteins and the fats that it in turn, that's its energy source. That's the way it functions. And the more that's going on, the more it all relates to photosynthesis, it just becomes this, I use the word phantasmagoria. It's just beautiful the way all these things come together.
Definitely. And I know that you talk quite a bit about resilience, and we do too on the show. It's one of our favorite words, and you really only get that from the kind of communication from plants to the soil life. And, you know, we talk about the whole thing from bacteria to protozoa to fungi, but you and your book really explore kind of thinking fungally, how you know, accessing these mycorrhizal systems, you know, help fruit trees, help vegetable beds. So you're really getting people the new science, the new information about fungi and about mycorrhizal fungi specifically. So really, can you dig a little deep into your book and, you know, how people are accessing it, how they're using it?
So the whole picture of mycorrhizal fungal science, that is quite wordy and involved, and reducing that to the elements that relate to farmers, to growers, to gardeners, that's step one. With a little bit of understanding, we can start to contemplate what I call the non-disturbance principle. It's when we over-till gardens, we compact soil, we use all kinds of chemicals, whether that's herbicides or fungicides. I mean, think about that for a minute, the word fungicide, a material that kills fungi. It's not just the disease fungi up in the tree or on the surface of your garden plants. That drips into the soil and breaks this connection, which is the very means that plants use to be healthy and to stand up to environmental reality. So I explore all sorts of things, from mulching with what I call Ramiel wood chips, which is basically the smaller portion of ideally deciduous species of trees, because it has a lot more of the buds and the twig wood, and that green cambium is where trees store mineral nutrition. And that in turn breaks down by fungi, and there's both decomposition fungi and mycorrhizal fungi at play here. It's not complicated, but you need to understand a few things and pick the right types of, well, in this case, wood mulch. This is not shredded bark mulch from softwood trees, which is loaded in tannins, and often you can get different colors, be it red, brown, black. Those are toxic dyes that kill soil life. And as people start to understand, this is the right choice, this is what I'm working with, then they can start to integrate that into whatever they're doing with plants in their landscape. And it's going to work a lot better for them. And even things like pests and diseases are lessened because the plant itself is healthier. It's not as attractive to those pests that would come in to find the unhealthy plants. You're making those plants healthy because you, as a grower, understand it's really about the fungi. I say in the book, you know, our job is kind of twofold. One is not to screw up, and that's doing the things like over-tilling, using chemicals. And the second is to do fungal things. Fungal things is providing fungal foods. I put down compost. I make a fungal-type compost. I explain all this in the book. And then I prep my garden beds with a broad digging fork. Rather than a tiller that chops everything up, I'm kind of letting the big chunks of soil continue forward with the fungal connection. So the new plants that I grow are going to find that fungal connection and get a jump start on doing what plants do.
We're talking with Michael Phillips, author of Mycorrhizal Planet and a few other books. Well, I'm really looking forward to more of these action items, kind of really investing in health, biological alchemy, hearing you talk on the 14th of November. And for those of you who are interested in this thing, it's going to be great, eye-opening, but also inspiring, because you'll see how you can participate and access this. If you're growing fruit trees, or you just want healthy oaks, or you just, you know, a healthier lawn even in this case, you can go to OHBA online. That's OHBAonline.org. And if you want to kind of take an even deeper dive than just, you know, here in the presentation, check out Michael's book, Mycorrhizal Planet. And Michael, where can they find Mycorrhizal Planet?
We have a farm website, herbsandapples.com. So I have shared some excerpts there. But as well, you'll find it through Amazon and all those usual channels. But if you have a neighborhood bookstore, you can order it there. I'd love to see that happen.
Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for touching base with us all the way from Australia, down under. And we've really appreciated talking to you. And, you know, if you got any questions that you want to kind of, you know, let me know about, you know, mycorrhizal fungi, give us a call, 713-572-4610. And, hey, Michael, again, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. It was fun.
And I'll see you on the 14th.